T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Yes, hello, welcome back. Thanks for joining me as I'm Steve Kaczynski, and this is PDGA Radio for the week of March 28th, 2008. As many of you know, this is a ratings update week, and this latest update brings some dramatic changes to the top 10, as well as a likely end to Ken Climo's reign as the number one men's player in the world. Details on that, along with tournament results from all over the disc golf world, a preview on this upcoming weekend's Masters Cup National Tour event in California, a 60-second clinic on playing with a lead, and then as much disc golf news and information as I can fit into this week's program. It's all coming your way right here on PDGA Radio, being brought to you again this week by Discraft, Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, and the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
It was a huge weekend around the disc golf world with 28 tournaments on the schedule, including an 8-tier in Denmark, 2 8-tiers here in the States, a big tournament in Japan, and a whole bunch of other highly dramatic competitive action. Let's get into the results with the Lexington Open in Kentucky, an 8-tier which saw Missouri's George Smith hold on to earn the victory by one throw over Tennessee's Chris Orrick. Justin Bunnell, Jeff Bennett, and Nico LoCastro rounded out the top five. Nicole Fraser won the Open Women's Division by 9 throws, and Rick Vokes took the Masters Division by 7. About 700 miles to the west was the 6th Glass Blown Open in Emporia, Kansas, another 8-tier. It saw some fierce competition, eventually leading to a playoff between Ron Convers Jr. and the winner of that playoff, David Hemmeline. Eric McCabe was 3 throws behind, followed by Barry Schultz and Chris Borrow. Liz Lopez took the women's title by 7 throws. Randall Brown won the Masters, and Ryan Orton beat out Brad Nordgren in a playoff to win the Advanced Division. Now we head about 4,000 miles to the east and historic and beautiful city of Copenhagen, Denmark, for the results of the Copenhagen Open, another 8-tier. Winning it was one of the very few Americans making that trip overseas. It was David Feldberg, using a hot first round to build a lead he would never give up, eventually winning by 6 throws. And now he'll head back to the States, and so will we, where it was Christian Dietrich winning the Downriver Open in Spokane, Washington. Will Schusterich won the Alabama Disc Golf Championships. Steve Rico won the Evergreen Open in California. Cale LaVisca beat out Chris Sprague to win the Standing Rocks Open in Wisconsin. And now to Texas for the Texas Women's Championships. There, it was Des Redding winning the title by an impressive 27 throws over Paige Pierce. Chris Mangus beat out Eric Smith elsewhere in a playoff win. That was in Virginia. Josh Childs beat Kevin McCoy by 2 in Georgia. Michael Johansson got a victory in North Carolina. And Ziggy picked up a win in Ohio.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Time to get you this week's 60-Second Clinic, again featuring California pro Kyle Crabtree. This week he'll start by giving you his strategy when he's leading a tournament while playing the final round.
I'm going to approach that round probably pretty aggressive. You know, I'm gunning for that top spot. Of course, everyone wants to win. So I'm gonna go at it pretty aggressive. I'm gonna probably, go for some stuff I normally wouldn't go for. If it works out, great. If I start running into trouble or something, I'll back off a little bit, take the next couple holes conservative or so, and then start charging again.
Kyle continues this week's 60-Second Clinic with his playing strategy if and when he happens to find himself several throws behind the leader during the final round.
I'd probably go with the same move, maybe a little more conservative, because being back in 7th and 8th, around 2nd card, or people from the 3rd card, depending on how many shots they wouldn't be back, probably wouldn't shoot a hotter round as someone in 5th. So I'd still be a little aggressive, but I'd be more conservative because I wouldn't want to lose ground. But I definitely want to gain some ground.
And our thanks again to Kyle Crabtree for the past several weeks' worth of 60-Second Clinics. Kyle is currently a 10-16 rated pro disc golfer from Santa Maria, California. Yeah, the PDGA released its latest ratings update on Monday, and looking at the top pro men, we see Ken Climo dropping 4 points and David Feldberg gaining 3 points. They're now tied with a 10.35 rating, and this should propel Feldberg into the number one ranking in the world when those are released in May. Rounding out the top five for the men are Barry Schultz in third with a 10.33 rating, Steve Rico with a 10.30, and Josh Anthon with a 10.29. On the women's side, it's still Des Redding holding on to the best rating for the women. She's at 9.64. Valerie Jenkins and Birgitta Lagerholm are tied for second at 9.57. And finally, a quick beggar alert. Going out in good humor to the Northern Kentucky area, there Marcus Estenfelder is coming in with a 1,004 rating, still registered and playing as an amateur. Honorable mention for the Bagger Alerts goes to Michigan's Tim Weimer. He's 991, and Florida's Brian Lima in at 989. The updated season points and money leaders list was also released last week, with results into the office as of April 23rd. It's Kansas's Eric McCabe on top of both the money list with nearly $6,000 in recorded winnings, and the points list with more than $3,700. Valerie Jenkins leads the women with more than $2,500 in recorded tournament earnings and is 15 points ahead of Des Redding in the season points race. And also another reminder this week that if you are interested in running for the PDGA Board of Directors or one of the state coordinator positions up for election during this June and July's elections, your nomination forms, they need to be emailed to the Executive Director, Brian Graham, at the PDGA office no later than May 15th, so just a week or two left. More information on the election process and the open positions can be found at PDGA.com or by contacting the PDGA office.
Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
Joining us now on PDGA Radio is Dave Daviar Thomas, the tournament director for this weekend's Masters Cup National Tour event in Santa Cruz, California. So, Dave, like much of the country, you've had some odd weather for the last couple of weeks. Is there anything you're trying to do to fix that as the world's top pros are coming into town to battle for the Masters Cup?
Absolutely. It was a little bit cold this weekend for the amateurs, but the weather out here is a little bit tricky. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold this time of year. So.
Now, like many of the tournaments this season, especially the National Tour Stops and A-Tiers, they're all filling up weeks, if not months, in advance. Is the Masters Cup any different, or is there any sort of waiting list for anybody who's making some very last-minute plans?
That's pretty much right, yeah. There's the field is done, and there is a waiting list, but no room at the end, I guess.
Talking with Dave Thomas, the tournament director of the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup, the national tour event stop this coming weekend in Santa Cruz, California. Tell us a little bit about the course that the players will be playing this weekend.
Well, the disc golf course is located on a parcel of land that was donated by the De La Viega family some years ago. It was actually leased to the National Guard for many years, and they were kind enough to allow us to put the course on the property. And since then, there's been a lot of clearing, a lot of work, added holes, and trying to create the most treacherous course that we could come up with, you know?
Well, now, as treacherous and evil as you say you're making it, especially with the long pins, long tees, all that good stuff for the top pros, what kind of scores should we expect to see come Sunday?
The past couple tournaments, I'd say maybe around par, two under, something like that. The treachery at De La Viega is more of, it involves the mental game, I think, more than anything else, because there are so many holes which can create hazardous situations, you know, like little roots and rocks and hard pack earth and those kinds of things that can cause your disc to get up and roll away. When you thought you had an easy layup, all of a sudden it turns into a potential bogey. And to get up and come back from that, you know, you've got to keep your head in the game, you know. I think that's the real challenge here. Some of the holes are not that long, but they are very, well, they're challenging in almost every aspect, you know.
And how is the Masters Cup course as far as being a spectator goes?
Right below the basket for hole 27 is the normal, I guess you should say the normal, but the preferred spot to watch. Everybody's always hoping for an ace on hole 27. And last year we had one in the AM event, by the way, and that was pretty exciting. Also, there are some open holes where a gallery can hold 13, and any holes in the parking lot area actually are good viewing areas.
Okay, who are some of your sponsors and volunteers helping you make this a successful national tour event?
Well, the BGA is our main sponsor, and they've been great throughout the amateur and the pro event. They've been our main sponsor for the last few years, and we're very glad to have them. Well, I do want to say that we have a really rich core of volunteers who have helped out with the AM event and are also going to be helping out with the pro event. And it's always a very smoothly run tournament, and we expect it to remain that way. And everyone who comes out is always very appreciative of all the work that gets done by our volunteer staff. So without those guys, you can't run a good tournament, you know?
Okay, and you also have a pretty special event coming up on Wednesday. Some listeners of the program might be hearing this after Wednesday, so just take note of that. But go ahead, Dave, and tell us about that.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. Tom Schaaf's putting together this the $50 hole skins match, 27 holes between Ken Climo, Nate Toss, Avery Jenkins, and Japanese disc golf champion. So that should be a good match on Wednesday, starting at 1 o'clock. So this is the second year in a row he's done this. So it's beginning to become a Masters Cup tradition now. So. Looking forward to seeing those guys go at it.
That's Dave Thomas, the tournament director of the Masters Cup in California this coming weekend, the third national tour stop of the 2008 season. Thanks for joining us this week, Dave. We'll check next week with some results from you, all right?
You bet. You're welcome.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
That will just about do it for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. I leave you, as I usually do, with a look at some of the amazing 34 tournaments coming your way this upcoming weekend, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. As you heard earlier, the National Tour continues this week with the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then an A-tier in St. Louis, Missouri with the St. Louis Open. Amateurs have an A-tier in the fantastically beautiful Crystal River, Florida. There it's the Red Hawk Amateur Championships. Elsewhere, the Region 7 Championships are in Rapid City, South Dakota. The White River Open takes place in Washington. The Old Barn Rendezvous is in Minnesota. Turtle Creek Open in Ohio. And we've got sanctioned tournaments in New Zealand, Denmark, Japan, the United Kingdom, two in Finland, and the Swiss Open in Geneva, Switzerland. Also, don't forget, after this weekend's Masters Cup in California, the National Tour continues May 17th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then May 30th, the first day of the Minnesota Majestic in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Check out PDGA.com and the tournament schedule for more information on these and hundreds of other events all year long held worldwide. But until next time, for PDGA Radio, I'm Steve Kaczynski. I'll get back with you again next week for an all-new program dedicated to the sport we love. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.